A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 9th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the road to Gabon, that is the African Nations Cup, focusing on the match that was played yesterday at Rufaro Stadium between Zimbabwe and Guinea.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening on Live Talk, we are talking about the African Nations Cup, the match between Zimbabwe and Guinea.
Zimbabwe was yesterday held to a 1-1 draw by Guinea in a match critics say the Warriors had a chance to win by a very wide margin.
But the alleged bungling by the Zimbabwe Football Association, or ZIFA, is being blamed by many for the failure by the Warriors to collect maximum points. Zimbabwe is in the same group with Malawi and Swaziland. The two teams settled for a 2-2 draw. The Africa Cup of Nations finals, of course, will be played in Gabon.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Again, you can send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318, and we'll call you back. Gibbs.
Yobambe Zulukanda Balingal Cholanja, Napel Kona Kulangapo, Zulega Maurias. As I'm looking on Alleghe Harare, what can you feel for it? If you want to pull up by Chai Guinea, it was a tea, Babe, comfortable, as we see a winning stage, the power of the local in Swaziland. But I'm going to go 1-1. A pouring in Zimbabwe, blessing, about Bakulmai. My Facebook, we are Twitter, we are happy, you pour a Kuruangam George. So Makumbula, Sadala, you pour a squaila. What to have a chai pour a lana the chum to any way? Then very copper, won't keep. So we are going to go and like go to a situation. I put a little tintile. Go to Lamia police. Yeah, we chaka. We are pambanisa. Go to Zogalalok. Go to Zimbabwe. Can't think of plan plan. Yes. So soon we are going to Zulu. We are going to tini. We are going to part of our warriors. Lekini. Zaro. Kolangale. Harare. Can't find the link. Go to Katesh Kutelo. Let's find the Kulo inombolele. 001-202-619-2077. Yeye kunjalo zulu kumanzizo
onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitaura nezvemutambo wenhabvu wakatambo yawo nezuro pakati pe Zimbabwe neGuinea wakapera ari mangange 1-1 tira kuti tinzwewo kuti makaona sei mutambo uyu uye munoona here Zimbabwe ichibudirira kuenda kuGabon muna 2017 Gibbs, I think we have our first guest that is sports analyst Mo Moyo. Mo, good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you?
Gibbs is
great.
Doing fine.
How are you doing, Mo?
I'm very well, Gibbs.
It's good to have you, eh?
Yeah, it's good, eh? After something grow.
Yes, and we know that Arsenal is doing well, right?
Yeah, Arsenal, as long as it's above Chelsea and Liverpool, it's doing very well.
That's it, yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yes. Mo, let's, of course, talk about the match between Guinea and Zimbabwe. It was a 1-1 draw. Is this a good result for Zimbabwe?
I would say very disappointing result for Zimbabwe because when we go to West Africa, it's going to be very difficult, and most of the times we lose. So we needed to have taken home advantage and won the match yesterday. So it's not a good result as far as I'm concerned. You know, at the end of the campaign, every time we always be crying, we should have won that match, we should have. I think this is one of those matches that we're going to cry about.
Yeah, so many people are talking about that goal, you know, against Zimbabwe. What can you say about it?
I think Washington Arubi made a schoolboy blunder there. Instead of trying to hold the ball, he should have just kicked it anyway. He's not a striker. He's allowed to kick it anyway. Anyway. Strikers only are supposed to kick it between those poles. But everybody else can kick it anywhere. So I don't know why he was trying to hold that ball, stop that ball, or control that ball. It was unnecessary, a bad blunder. But when it happened...
And he has apologized, actually. Eh? Do you take the apology?
No way.
Why not?
We don't take those kind of apologies. We don't expect those kind of mistakes at that level.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the African Nations Cup to be played in Gabon in 2017. And of course, Zimbabwe is in Group L alongside Swaziland, Malawi, and Guinea. And at the moment, Swaziland is on top with 4 points after its 2-2 draw yesterday. Zimbabwe also has 4 points, and it's on number two. Malawi, number three, with a point, and Guinea also with a point after the draw with Zimbabwe. Gibbs, I think we have our second.
Yes, I think we've got Mr. Kwesela, Tolisan Kwesela of Zifa. He's the spokesperson. Mr. Kwesela, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, listeners, and how are you there at Studio 7?
We are very fine, Mr. Kwesela.
Now, Mr. Kwesela, many are saying there were many, many blunders that Zifa made ahead of this match that actually might have cost Zimbabwe 2 points. Oh, what is happening at Zifa?
I don't know about the blunder that they are referring to.
They showed the preparations, that's what they are referring to. They were saying that it appears Zifa was not prepared for this match, and players were threatening to go on strike before the big match.
Let me make it and say that Zifa is to be given credit for many years. He's given credit now. Zifa was able at this moment to bring all foreign based players that the coaches requested. But as we are aware, you have not made it a secret. Zifa is still relying on the financial challenge. He has not been able to have enough preparations for obvious reasons. We are still in financial danger. Yes, our continued appeal to various stakeholders to partner football. The problem with the people who say Zifa is not just blunder, Zifa is not just blunder, but those particular individuals, they have no capacity or they have never brought something to football. So as Zimbabweans, I would like to urge fellow Zimbabweans to desist from the issue of finger pointing and the blame game. Football is a beautiful game. It should unite us. We should unite and ensure that our gallant warriors qualify for major tournaments like the 2017 African Cup of Nations.
And there are also reports that some players are saying they used their money to fly for this match and they've not been paid. Is this true?
Only one player used his money to fly to Zimbabwe. Out of love for his country. And I would like to confirm that the association has since reimbursed him, the man that he used to buy the ticket. I also would like to confirm that from the caretakings that we got yesterday, $22,000 went to players. They were paid their allowance yesterday.
Gibbs?
Yes, I was a good guy, Baba Kwesela. Pongutu jengesin tu kolamputi usitele kuti okangandi ngati kuhlupa kuyini lingakaqalisa umdlalo wama-Warriors izolo.
kade ngikhuluma leyo mfowethu ukuthi sihlale amazimabwenzi kumele sikesitshalo le problem leyo ukuthi sithanda ukusola kakhulu yizoleyo ngelethi sonke madoda singathanda ukusola ungathanda ukusola wena ona ukwazi ukuthi abala nto eyinceda ngayibhola ungathanda ukusola kakhulu ungela nto eyinceda awuncedisi leta kusincedi kumele usole esithi i-constructive criticism abantu bezifalwa ngabantu bayaphambanisa that is admitted they are all human beings senza ama-mistakes but udubola uba khona yilabo bantu abasolayo kungela ma-solutions kumbe into abangasinceda ngayo ukuthi thina ibhola sihambele phambili ibhola liyenza ukuthi abantu bambane elizweni so ngasibambaneni zilungise kuhle umdlalo wengoku
yes awuza kakhulu-ke baba khosela ungayikhatshana so is appealing to Zimbabweans to actually get together and work everything necessary for the squad to be up to scratch. So he says, you know, some people just complain and nothing else. So, sikhathi sizwe silo baba mangena lapha ecingweni. Baba mangena, ungatshona njani? Yeah, chetha mbichana sikuzwa kuhle mangena, chetha kancane. Ungasuki vele uhlale khona lapho ungachibilika, eh? Yeah, phosela kuba. Mangena babo uyangizwa hayi siza kufonela kathesi hamba mbichana sikuzame futhi ya siyakufonela mangena siyakufonela ulobani khona
thina mkomata orai musoka makadi
ndinofara makadi zenyu baba
tagona sene mhenye rinonzi
musoko
makadi mkomata orai
aiwa tinofara ziguru baba
makaona sei mutambo uyu 1-1 yanga iri nani here kana kuti mangamitarisa rezimbabwe inokunda
taifanira kutarisira kuti isu sevanhu vaikanga vari mahost taihosta taifanira kunge tichiwina baba taatine machances eku taikwanisa kuwina since taihosta and there were many supporters vaisapota nyika yedu yezimbabwe mawarriors saka papa tina chekuti vakomana vedu vaitya vaifanirwa kushanda semawarriors vabudirire but nekuda kwekuti urongwa hwakaitwawo nezina raziifa nechini kunonoka kukazoitwa kuti vakomana vange vachienda macamping sides and whatever vaprepare for the game I think it contributed much to our draw otherwise we were having the opportunity to win that game.
But do you think Zimbabwe ultimately will qualify to go to Gabon in 2017?
That is if the players committed to kuma games avari kutamba vasingatarisi kuti tichabhadharwa here kana kuti hatisi kubhadharwa. Because obviously, if I is failing in those issues of paying and whatever, the transportation, nema well-wishers, exactly what I was maybe, vatumire vabatsirewo kuti vakomana vaenderere mberi nemitambo yavo panenge panonoka zvakaita sana zifa nemamiriro azvakaitawo munyika medu nevanhu vezifa vachowo vachingolenga-lenga sezvavari kuita because it seems if iyo zifa chaiyo haisi committed pakutambwa kwebhora
tinotenda
zvinhu zvavasina hanya nazvo kuti bhora ringe richitambwa saka vanoti zvoziita zvokumhanya lastly ndozvinhu zvekupedzisira zvavanozotarisa kuti zvachifanira kuti patambwe bhora chii but tichingokurudzira kuti nemawishers toita committed tongoenda kumberi senyika yevanhu vedu tichakangobatana sezimbabwe totamba bhora tongoita seprivate sector otherwise but iri nyika rege riri private sector tichingobatsirana nemawishers vanenge vane mari dzavo dzokubatsira
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma taurai
okay va
tinotenda Gibbs
yes lo mnumzana ke umangena sesilive futhi okwesibili sike sizwe bamangena ungawunjani
ngirayithi maba selingizakathe
ungazani sibili ume phezu kwentaba very good phosela kuba
yes
Kodwa-ke uyacela lapho ugwesela ukuthi kulokuthi abantu babe lokho begalagala lani lincedise phela ukwenza ukuthi kungikhanye kulunga phela uyikukhuluma kwakhe phela uchilo futhi wathi imali le phela i-22,000 inikwe abadlali bahle bakhokhwa khonapho bahambe izikhwama sezingani sezi-right eh?
Siyakhuluma nje akhonokho so awusozuzauzathina kwakusasa ukuthi kuzadima kusenzani futhi kusasa into into ekuthe ukuthi siphumelele kusengiyasenzeni isikhaye ngaso futhanini ama-players ngesikhathi itimu leyana ngabantu abakwaziyo bodwa esibazwa emanye isiphepheni ngama-reden every day ngesikowa lapho ababekhona kazama-man of the match lapho ababedlala khona lapha nizolo itimu yayingela combination yakho futhi njengabantu abadlala ibhora abala combination abantu abahlangana ngolwesithathu sebepractisa ngolwesine sebedlala ngesiswetadele kwangesandi akula nto engafumaneka khonoko
emangena baba sibongile kakhulu le next time nxa ususifonela uye entabeni futhi uyazi uyabe umnandi kabi khona
angiphezulu kwaentabeni
sibongile mangena sibongile kakhulu baba
bye
yeah so what Mr. Mangena is saying blessings that you know people tried by all means to support the Warriors because they went there at the stadium in large numbers and that's how Ziva got money but he says he's not sure whether the money will be fully paid to all those people that he's supposed to go to. And he says you may hear some other stories, you know, but it doesn't say exactly what stories.
Mr. Gwesela?
Hello.
Yes, I think you are hearing what the listeners are saying. They are saying, you know, in as far as the preparations are concerned, the players did not have enough time to play together. And why is it that there are no friendly matches that are being organized for the Warriors?
We go back to the same issues that I had earlier on explained. It's not a secret that FIFA is doing financial torture. We have made an explicit public statement that is FIFA is having financial problems. For us to organize friendly matches, we need funding. And there's a trend worldwide is that national football teams are funded by their respective governments and their respective sponsors. But we have a different scenario in this country. One, we have approached the government with our budget. Government have also indicated to us that there are also constraints. Secondly, we have heard traditional sponsors, companies. Companies are also struggling. And this also explains why companies jumped into the bandwagon of utilizing the Supreme Court judgment of firing workers on 3 months' notice. It's because they were struggling. The problem that we do as Zimbabweans, that we tend to believe or to think that Ziva operates from the moon. Ziva operates within the Zimbabwean economy. So in trying to understand the problem that is Ziva, You have to understand them within the context of the Zimbabwean economy.
Thank you. Yes. Let's bring in Mr. Moyo there. Mo, if you can come in. Why is it that companies are not sponsoring Zifa?
Look, Blessing, I was just listening to Mr. Kusela there. Of course, the economy is not performing well, and companies are hard hit and struggling. The government is not chipped in to support Zifa, as you are saying. So are we saying if these things are happening in our economy, we stop playing football? Is this what you're saying? I would believe, Blessing, that Zifa should do more to fundraise themselves, not to wait for the government. They have tried going to the government several times. Budget, they've gone to parliamentary committees, they've gone I don't know how many times. But nothing has been forthcoming. So do we still go there when we know nothing is coming from there? I'm not saying they should stop, but they should also look at other avenues of raising funds. They should organize maybe some friendly local meetings where they get some money. Dynamo Zifa's Island has some challenge meetings, something that can just bring people to the stadium. Something that they can make sure they have fun. Not to wait for companies, not to wait for the government. But if you are going to do this wait-and-see approach, there will be a time when we will not even be able to fulfill a local match, a home match, which would be the lowest we can ever get to. And the major problem with Zifa at the moment is they don't act, they react. Now we know we've got a match in Swaziland in March next year. Zifa will start saying they don't have money in March next year. Yet they have all this time from today to start fundraising for that money, looking for that money. Now, not wait for March. Even if it means we're going to get that money from Prophet Magaya, let's start talking to the Prophet now, not call him at 12 midnight, the night before the meet. That's not how we operate. It's not fair. Really. So I think Zifa should just be proactive. They should get a plan of action. They should do more to get funds. But all the same, all being said, Zimbabwe has never been that able to plan ahead. And this is, I don't know why we are continuing on that trend. I thought maybe we would learn from our neighbors just across the Limpopo, South Africa. They, you know, even the chaos that we had yesterday, trying to get onto the into the stadium, it was difficult, very, very difficult. They didn't open all the gates. There was chaos outside. It was terrible. There's nothing called VIP. You are a VIP. You are in between tags. Then you lose your valuables because you're trying to
like get the pitch. Mr. Mafu, the former Islanders coach, we understand he lost his valuables.
It's only him who managed to come out in the open. But so many of us lost so many things yesterday because it's so chaotic. I think if they would arrange to have pre-match sales of tickets, like the combi ticket, somebody get on a bus in the evening, go to South Africa, see how they do it, and then come and implement in Zimbabwe. We get smooth rolling. I don't know what's happening with these Nutella guys. I really don't know.
Thank you so much, Momoyo Gibbs.
Yeah, indaba le yaqala kudala. Indaba le yokusolakala kwemali kuma players yaqala ngesikhathi kungenwa lesibigwindi. Akula zakuthi i-economy yeZimbabwe iphansi Zifa kayila mali. Abantu beZimbabwe, they always go to the stadium. Sasingasebenzi thina sikobulayo, kodwa sasihamba e-stadium. Every match ekhona, whether yi-PSL, sasihamba kuma-matches. And khathesi abantu bayangena kuma-matches. Do you want to tell me ukuthi laba abantu bona ama-executives aweZifa kabaholi? Abantwana nxa bengaholi, bona kabaholi? Abantu bayahola. bayakhola every month their pockets will be full abantwana bekuyiba abadingayo eground legijima bengakhona sibenganikwa lo. We still going back to that situation of Peter Ndlovu abagcina bebhadalela ama-players i-flight ukuthi bahambe bayedlala ibhora nokuphenduka le-accommodation. Whereas sithi thina sineziva abaholi bona abantu bahamba amanavara ngezimoto ezidulayo bethatha imali yama-players okumele ihole. I've never seen, go to South Africa, you'll find that a player is getting nearly 300,000 rands in his pocket. They are failing to pay those boys even 5,000. But that's why they can't even do that battle. What about that battle? It's about $250. Is that money? Is that money for a national player? Baya tonchi mali, the next thing abanika abantwana imali. Abantwana kabayekele ukudlala ibhola, badliwe kuzwayo nxa kuyikuthi abafuni kuba abafuni kubanika imali. We cannot have abantwana bespenda most cards. Baya kuthi sebesiya kufa sokuthiwa, we wonder they did not have money, whereas babengakhona. Uma uWillard Khumalo kathesi uthe ebekwa kwathiwa ubengela mali. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi wayesacrifice imali yakhe sithi incede abanye abantu ukuthi kube lo mdlalo. At the end of the day, ukukhuluma ukuthi ube ngelamali. The very same thing, bagcwele ama-players, former national players. Bagcwele iganga lonke leya. They've got no businesses, they've got nothing. Baphela impilo leyana ephilwa ngumuntu wonke ongazange adlale ibhola. Because ama-executives, they are rich to nothing when the boys are poor to nothing. Those people must get out of those offices. We bring people who are sports-minded. Abantu abazi, ibhola ngikalaza sithi nxa ingena i-team e-ground, uzizinelo zakho zibopha. Kathesi akula abantwana bangena be-walk e-ground. You can't even feel any umfa about i-game edlale stadium because of your executives. Ngamasela batshontshela abantwana abasebenzayo.
Yebo, nothing. Asikubeka sithi ucabangela ukuthi bangamasela ngoba bangayikhodi phela mnumzana inkosi.
Hayi, into esihlupha sihlumphini. Sihlale njani sihlumphini. Abantu kabatshelwe iqiniso. Umuntu nxa elisele ngazethe sebanjiwe ethi bathi ngijontshile nevelesini ephethe into ayijontshileyo yabo abantu labo babulala abantwana. Abantwana bayakufa bengabayiyanga kodwa bedlala ibhola besiya emazweni besiyale bagathe ibhasi lapha bembathi ngubu because they failed to pay iplane yokuya khonapha eduzane kona
5 seconds noma
ngubani
5 seconds
babo. So mina all that I can tell you Gidi ukuthi angazathi yena thina abantu bezimbabwe bakritise but they only critise us. What must we do? We have done our best by going to the stadium. They want us to pump out money to pay their pockets. We can't do that. It's impossible.
Thank you, Mr. Kosi. Thank you so much. And
always
come back. Thank you so much.
All right.
We have Misa on the line. Magadi.
You must be Magadi.
I was Tiripo Zedu. Tipeo Fungwazin.
Jokutanga Lufunga. Munona mamirira keta ikonomi nyika yedu ana kumira zvakanaka. So mari even kana ikapinda kuzifa according to government kuti izobuda ikwanise kusvika kuma players pakatooma. Totanga kufana takagadzirisa iyo league cheche vatambi mukati menyika medu chemo vakwanawo mari iri nani. Zvokuti vamwe vatambi vari kuno vanongozouya kuno vanosvikotangira kutambira kumanational division matimu mamwe ari pasipasi nyongoda kwemari chete asi vachigona kutamba bhora racho zvino izvozvo ndozvinokonzera zvimwe kudzikisira bhora remukati menyika medu ngavatange vabhadharo vatambi vemukati menyika chaivo zvinorwadza kuti pose panonzi pauda kutiwa gemu if hatina friends nei patinoda kuti gemu riserious patinanga pamboitwa strike yekunzi toda mari iyo vanofanira kuita meeting nevatambi vatambira nyika kugara navo pasi voonesana kuti mari dzakamira dzakadai nokuti havangakwanisi kutaura mhano kuka kanti 50,000 isingawanike kana kuzifa isingambove yawanikwa even nadhudi anoshanda wacho kuzifa vanoida maplayers mari yakafanira so vanofanira kuti vaitewo meeting nemaplayers avo vawane nguva
yekutinotenda mukoma misao tinotenda ngoti nguva yedu haina kumira zvakanaka asi tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Momoyo please do stay on the line and of course for our radio listeners it ends here but the good news is we are continuing live so we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Mr. Gwasela, also please do stay on the line.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC. Stay tuned.